The comments within the following podcast are those of any show hosts and not representative of any company in which the show hosts may represent. Welcome to the podcast, everybody. I am Jared Reimer. This is program number 345. I have been doing this podcast off and on for a little while, and I started before I ended up publishing 344 with Parcel Track. And we are going to cover Parcel Track in our second segment. In our first segment, I'm asking a question about what types of apps do you use for delivering items? And I lay the foundation so that you understand what we've used and what was out there that I'm aware of for having apps that have multiple delivery services in one. After our Parcel Track demonstration and talk, I started not feeling the greatest and ended up wondering what to do with the podcast, and I'm actually feeling a lot better. Better enough that I ended up writing an article that was also published on May 20th, and it will be the featured article for at least a day before we start publishing again. The article and talk deal with something called catfishing. Now, there are two spellings for this. One is the spelling with an F, which is the fish that you eat, and the other is PH, meaning trying to get information. I talk about this, talk about my article, and tie it together in experience that I've had through the last couple of years and wondering if I've actually been catfished. Final thoughts and contact information are at the end of the program as usual. And a link to the article can be found in the show notes if you are listening to this via Podcatcher. You can find it on my blog. Now, without any further ado, let's get started with today's program now as I present to you Parcel Track and a talk on other apps that have been around for delivering items. Till next time, I'm Jared Reimer saying thanks so much for listening. And here comes the segment dealing with the question, what apps are you using for delivering items to you? This is Tech Podcast 345. Welcome to podcast number 345, everybody. I am Jared Reimer. It's been a little bit since we've done a podcast. So, I'm going to start off this podcast with a question. How many of you have found an app that meets your needs More specifically, when it comes to delivering packages and so forth to your home. We all know that during social distancing, you are needing to order lots of stuff. Some may come from Amazon, who has their own delivery service, but they also may choose to use USPS, which is the United States Postal Service in the United States, or UPS, which covers all sorts of countries. But let's not forget about the various other companies that do deliveries that I may not be familiar with, that apps like ParcelTrack, which is what I found to replace Delivered, can do for you. Now, I know there may be some technical issues with these apps, and they may not work for every single person based on what their own needs are. And the only reason why I was looking was because Michael in Indiana was wanting something to be able to track his orders. And he was given tracking numbers. And I, too, have been needing to get things brailled and have been given tracking numbers. And I know there are technical issues, and so the way an app works and the way everything is set up may not always work the best. And as you listen to the demo of ParcelTrack, you're welcome to disagree with me and tell me what works for you. Now, recently, after the initial recording of ParcelTrack, it turned out that whatever was going on with notifications seems to be working. And I'm still playing with it. ParcelTrack is a one-time $2.99 purchase and fully accessible. There is one unlabeled button, and when double-tapping on it, it allows you to copy the tracking number so you can share it with others. Although there is a sharing button that I found later, thanks to Michael. Now, the following file is going to be a demo of sorts, and a lot of people have commented on how good of a job I've done, especially when using an app for the first time. And this app is pretty simplistic. There isn't very many bells and whistles. For the free version, it can do the job if you only have one package at a time. Now, I'd like to see that changed, but at the same time, you know, developers do need to make money, and they have the right to do so. Now, I know there are other apps like USPS and UPS for those specific orders, but they could be cluttered. Now, I haven't personally used them, which is why I wanted to start off the podcast with this introduction instead of just jumping right into ParcelTrack, because I want to invite people into the conversation on what they use. And I'm interested in hearing demos of how the app that you chose work. Does it track everything like ParcelTrack does? Or is it limited, such as USPS or UPS? If you're outside the United States and you get stuff shipped, I'm curious on what apps you use for that. Now, I'm unfamiliar whether this app is a global app, meaning that it works on both operating systems. The website is parceltrack.de. And it is safe to go to and has information about what it can offer. And I will make sure to link it to the show notes that accompany this podcast. So let's open up the discussion and learn about what I've recently found to replace an app that I had really liked called Delivered. And when I installed Delivered as part of the restoration on the current iPhone 11 that I'm currently using now, Delivered basically said that it wasn't compatible. It told me to keep it or remove it, and I don't want to keep apps that aren't compatible. And sadly, it is no longer around. Now, you can search for Delivered on your particular store, and we can discuss various apps that meet people's needs. If you don't have an active delivery going on, you can definitely still demo the app without going through each and every bell and whistle. The app here is particular where it is accessible and the buttons are labeled, but I find it a little interesting. But that's what is going to make this podcast interesting, is that people are going to find apps that we've not heard of. And what I want to do with this is try and get people to submit the various type of delivery apps that they use for their packages. Now, we all know Amazon, when they're the ones delivering it, they will notify you along the way on what's going on. But they only can do so much. They do outsource to other companies to help them deliver the items that you order. And this is where you, the listener, come in. And let's talk about this, as you're now going to be coming up to the demo of ParcelTrack. Enjoy. Welcome to the podcast, everybody. So, I've had a hair lately, and I was talking with Michael in Indiana, and I knew of an app called Delivered, and I've had a hair because UPS's website has become a joke. I'd entered the tracking information online, and it went ahead and given me this chat web page. It has become a problem, and I'm recently needing to track my own packages in the mail because I have to get Braille in the mail. And so I searched for Delivered because there was an app called Delivered that I used, but Delivered seemed to not want to work. So I downloaded this app called ParcelTrack. You can search for Delivered and you'll see ParcelTrack. It's free with in-app purchases, and I've opened it already, and we're going to check it out together. And it is supposed to automatically accept from any major carrier. And so we are going to see how this works in theory. So I'm on the home screen now. And it says,
welcome to Parcel Track.
Welcome to Parcel Track.
We'll help you to keep track of all your orders and shipments. Press new parcel to track your first parcel. We'll help you to welcome new parcel track. Settings, button. Settings, button.
There's settings.
Empty list. Empty list. We'll help you to keep welcome to new parcel. Parcel track. New parcel button.
Oh, there's a new parcel button.
Close button. New parcel. Save button. Tracking number. Text field. Courier. Text field. Tracking number. Text field. Double click text field. Is that it?
So.
Insertion point at start.
I'll go get my own parcel. And to do that, I'm going to go open this particular web page to get it easier. And I'll see if it works with USPS. So,
next keyboard, return. New parcel, save, button, text field, is editing, track, insertion point at end. Next keyboard, and braille, button, numbers.
Nine.
Letters, Text field is editing 9,400,000.
And by the way, while I'm on this screen, there is a barcode, so if you ship your own packages, you can do your own app.
USPS text field.
It automatically identified itself as USPS.
Content, text field. USP content text field. Sender text field. Content text field. Double insertion point.
Content is braille.
Cap B D R R A A I I L L L R E E. Text field is at sender text field.
Sender insertion point is Bob.
Cap B O O B B space that. Bob. Cap S T T W E E P P P P.
I don't believe I need to fill this out, but I just want to see what it's going to do.
A. Text field.
And I'll click save.
Save button. Okay, we are done.
Okay, we're tracking it, it said.
Would you like to enable notifications? Parcel Track can send you push notifications with tracking updates.
Okay.
Would you like to enable notifications? Yes, please. Button.
Yes, please.
Alert. Parcel Track would like notifications may include alerts, sounds, and icon badges. These can be configured in settings. Don't allow. Button. Allow. Button.
Will allow.
Settings. Button. Bob Step. USPS. Braille. Arrived at USPS Regional Origin Facility. Expected delivery. May 1st, 2020. In transit. Actions
so
available.
It's in transit now.
Bob Step. You in transit. Heading.
And it shows in transit. And I can then edit it. It looks like this is fully accessible.
Track. Ellipsis. New parcel. Button.
One note here before we put Michael's package in. It turns out sometime after this recording, they ended up fixing the notifications. And I don't know if there was some miscommunication or something, but I did send them an email after the initial recording, and the notifications now work beautifully. As of May 6th, and I initially recorded this several days prior. Because I ended up getting a delivered notification on that date. And so there could have been some issues at that time. So I want to make it known that at the time that I recorded this, it seemed like there was an issue with notifications, even after you heard me accept the notifications. And so this is the appropriate spot to put it there. So if you're looking for an app that does do notifications, whatever the issue was when I first got the app seems to have cleared up now. Thought I'd mention it. Now, let's see about Michael's package. Now, let's do Michael a favor. I'm going to get one of his tracking numbers, and let's see how that works. And this app looks like it's fully accessible. I've downloaded it today. It is April 28th today. And it is quite awesome. I think that we've been able to get a hair and do this. So I'm going to go get one of Michael's packages and do the same thing. So, with technology, I've gone ahead and entered this particular tracking number. It was integrated in this lengthy email with no real link. And it is definitely something that he can use. So now, for demonstration purposes, I've got two packages.
Blind Mice, UPS, Microwave, delivered. APR 28, 2020 at 10, 57, delivered.
So, it shows it was delivered. Now, for his purposes, let's see what options I have.
Loading. Use the rotor to access points. Tracking number sign 1Z04926W, 03658316 79. Microwave, Blind Mice UPS, heading.
Okay, so I double tapped on it. Now let's see what's here. This is a good test for this, and I'll add his other package that he wants tracked, and let's see what it shows.
Button, heading.
I'm not worried about the button.
Delivered, South Bend, Indiana, 46635, today, 10:57.
Okay, so it shows it was delivered today at 10:57 a.m. I'm sure that it's based on my local time at the moment. But let's see what else is here.
Out for delivery today, South Bend, in today, 9:02.
Okay.
Loaded on delivery vehicle, South Bend, in today, 7:59. Destination scan, South Bend, in today, 7:48.
Great.
Arrival scan, South Bend, in today, 6:34.
Great.
Departure scan, Hodgkins, IL, today, 3:45.
Great. So it stayed in Illinois for a while, but let's see what else is here. This is what I was telling him throughout the process online.
Arrival scan, Hodgkins, IL, 4/26/20, 7:24. Departure scan, Albuquerque, NM, 4/24/20, 2:53. Origin scan, Albuquerque, NM, 4/23/20, 20:26. Pickup scan, Albuquerque, NM, 4/23/20, 16:27. Order processed, ready for UPS, 4/23/20, 14:48. Last updated 2 minutes ago, with tracking data from UPS.
Okay, so I have full data if he wanted me to utilize it. Let's go.
Last updated
2 minutes.
Tracking number sign button.
See what this unlabeled button is. Let's see if it's a value.
Choose option. Copy tracking number button.
Copy tracking number?
Cancel button.
Or cancel. Alright, it's not a big deal, but that unlabeled button there is to copy the tracking number.
Parcel track. Back button.
Let's go
parcel track.
Back now and look
Six
at mine.
Button. Bob Step, USPS, Braille. Arrived at USPS Regional Origin Facility. Loading. Use the tracking number sign 9400.
It looks like there's a map here.
Tracking number sign 9000. Legal. Link.
So, on mine, since it's not delivered, there is a map.
Tracking number sign 9405,503-699300,350,390,102. Expected Friday, May 1st, 2020. Braille. Bob Step USPS. Heading.
Now, I'm sure that this will change. Usually, these are two-day mailers, and it was mailed yesterday, the 27th, and I should probably get it tomorrow, the 29th. But I'm allowing for some extra time, and it's not a big deal. It's only a couple of pages. There's that button where we can get the tracking number.
Arrived at USPS Regional Origin Facility, Omaha NE Distribution Center, today, 2-9. Accepted at USPS Origin Facility, Lincoln, Nebraska, 68516, today, 0-54. Last updated 7 minutes ago, with tracking data from USPS.
And so, it was only updated 7 minutes ago because I only put it in. But as it moves across the network, I should receive updates. Let's go back and let's see on Michael's what these rotor options are.
Archive.
Archive.
Delete.
Delete.
Activate. Default.
Activate.
Archive.
They did say in the notations that you are able to archive your parcels in your account. Now, I don't remember creating an account. I just installed the app. I asked for updates. And that's what we have so far. On packages that are marked as in transit, the rotor, instead of it saying what you heard on Michael's for deleting, you have the mark as delivered option. So I think you should know this as well. There are also two other things that I found after this initial recording, and I think it should be mentioned. First, there is a share button, and there's a button labeled compose. Both of these are at the top, just above the map. So if you find the back where it says parcel track button, you'll find two more buttons when you swipe: share and send or compose. Now the compose button, you can then edit the information given except for the tracking number and the carrier. So in one case, when I sent one of Michael's tracking numbers, since I was assisting him, we were able to ship that entire thing, and then I could edit that, and the name was parcel track inbox, and the particular comments in those two fields was that whole note that I took when he sent me this one tracking number. And you could edit those. So here's what I'm talking about. Let's open
Safari vertical line.
The app.
Productivity folder. For productivity. Opening parcel track.
And let's
track.
Now open this new item on this current day.
Track inbox. Loading.
I'm not going to go through the
tracking
entire thing here.
Parcel track. Back button.
But there's parcel track button.
Details. Heading.
There's the heading for details.
Share button.
Share.
Compose button.
Compose. Let's open compose.
USPS. Dimmed. Text field.
Let's go past the USPS.
Two brailing items. Text field.
There's an item I called two brailing items. That was the description that I put.
Parcel track inbox, text field.
And the parcel track inbox was the sender.
Details, back button. Details.
So I picked that one at random. But if you remember, the track ellipsis buttons and the new parcel button go to the same place.
Tracking number, text field, courier, content, text field.
The first item after the courier is content,
sender, text field,
and the other is sender. And so you could change both of these in those by double tapping the compose button in the app. The share button will give you your sharing options such as message, email, and the like, and it does give you a parceltrack.de link, and the person can see what's going on, and it offers them to download the app and all of that good stuff. Let's look at settings.
Settings button. Settings button. Parcel track premium.
There's a premium option, and from what the app says, it's a $2.99 purchase. It didn't say it was a monthly cost, but you can subscribe to that here.
Parcel track premium makes it even easier to track all your packages. Unlock great features and support the development. Parcel track account.
Parcel track account.
Possible text. Sign up.
You could sign up for an account.
Sign up. Button. Possible text. Log in.
Log in.
Log in. Parcel archive.
You can look at your archive.
Button. Possible text. Show archive parcels. Show archive parcels. Push notifications. Push notifications. Switch button on. Double tap to toggle setting. Button. Possible text. Configure. Configure. Email inbox.
There's an email inbox.
Button. Possible text. Set up inbox.
So you can set up an inbox.
Set up inbox.
And this is kind of cool because you could send these emails to your email address at this place, and you can go ahead and send that as an email. So you just send it as you would a regular email, forward it over, and it will extract the shipping number and add it to your account.
Layout. Compact list layout.
List layout is perfect.
Switch button off. Feedback. Button. Possible text. Send us your feedback. Send us your feedback. Button.
There's an unlabeled button here.
Rate parcel track on the App Store. Button. Rate parcel about us. Button. Possible text. Legal notice. Legal notice. Button. Possible text. Privacy policy. Privacy policy.
Okay.
Legal button about us. Rate parcel track on the App Store. Button. App Store. Today. That button. Screenshot. Image.
So it goes to the App Store. So that it talks about rating them.
Apps, parcel, app store, app switcher, parcel track, active, parcel, email inbox, button, possible text, set up inbox, add parcels via email, add parcels via email.
Add parcels via email, it says. Let's see what this is.
Parcel track inbox gives you a smart email address. Forward an email that contains a package tracking number to your inbox, and parcel track automatically finds and tracks that package for you. Upgrade to premium, button.
And it's part of the premium package, but that's okay, for the moment.
Settings, back button.
For the moment, I just wanted to see what it would do.
Button. Possible text. Show archive parcels. Parcel archive. Page 1 of 2. Parcel. YouTube. Now, TED.
And so that is a part of premium. I want to find out if premium is a monthly charge or if that's a one-time charge. So let's look at that.
Parcel track account. Button. Possible text. Sign up. Parcel Track Premium makes it even easier to track all your packages. Unlock great features and support the development. Parcel Track Account. Button. Possible text. Sign up. Create your account. Store your parcels in the cloud and have them backed up automatically. Access your account from any device with Parcel Track Premium.
Okay, so you have to create an account, and then all of this is backed up. I think for my purposes, for the moment,
settings,
I don't need it, but settings. I want to see.
Button. Possible text. Log in. Log in. Parcel archive. Button. Possible text. Show archive parcels.
where
Parcel Track Premium makes it even easier to track all your packages. Unlock great features and support the development.
Okay, here we go.
Parcel Track Premium.
I double tapped on it, so let's see what it says.
Parcel Track Premium, sync to all your devices. Access your Parcel Track account on iPhone, iPad, Android, and the web. Push notifications. Receive status updates via customizable push notification, email inbox, forward shipping emails, and have them tracked automatically. Button. Buy for $2.99. Restore purchase. Button. Close. Button.
It doesn't indicate if that is a monthly charge. Right now, I will skip
settings,
it.
Settings, heading.
And I'll send them some feedback and ask a question.
Button. Settings. Button.
So, in playing with it a little more, since I added two packages and both are in transit, you do need a premium. So, I decided to take a little bit of a look. So, it looks like it is a one-time purchase, which I've done. The email address seems to be randomized, and it gives you that email address. And I have copied that email address and put it somewhere for safekeeping for myself for my particular device. I never signed up for the account, however. I don't believe I want the account, but the premium will help the developer. It's accessible. And since right now I'm tracking two packages, one for Michael and one for me, that is kind of cool. So again, it looks like it's a one-time purchase. Also, under notifications for customizations, you have several that are turned on by default. And I turned on the in-transit notifications so that when it stops for a scan, I get those. Those were off by default, but everything else was on that you could customize. So more than one package at a time is part of the premium. And for $2.99 as a one-time purchase, it does seem like this is the way to go. And so I want to make sure that you guys are aware of this. And I decided not to send an email. I decided to continue to look. And when I saw that the other package was waiting, I decided, well, I'm going to find out if it's a monthly fee, and it'll tell me that when I go to buy. And it doesn't seem to be the case. So this app is looking pretty accessible.
Parcel track. New parcel. Button. Track. Ellipsis. Delivered. Blind mice. UPS.
So I don't need this. So I'll delete this parcel.
Do you want to delete this parcel? Cancel. But delete. Button.
And I will add the other parcel at a different time.
Mute it.
I'm mainly doing this demo because I wanted to find another way of dealing with this awful aspect of having no way of getting the information to the phone. I mean, you have the idea of wanting to track it, and you go to these websites and it's just awful. And delivered, as I said, became null and void. And I honestly think that this is the way to go. Even if I don't have an account, even if I just go ahead and get this particular app and enter the numbers by hand of my packages, you know, each person's going to be different, and it may be a $2.99 purchase for some people to just say, okay, I'm sending it to this email address, and I'm going to make it easier on myself, and that's all well and good. And maybe it's something to play with in a future version. Not because I'm going to have something specific, but, you know, I can then put it in this app. USPS, for example, won't be giving me the particulars of there's a duplicate. I'm just going to put it in the app, tell it what it is, and all of that good deal, and let it tell me what's happening, and I can use an app. I do like the USPS texting system, but after Bob sends out the Braille for at least the first 12 hours or so, maybe less, it comes back and says no tracking number, and it didn't become available till after midnight. Sometimes it's, you know, 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night before it figures itself out. It says it's a duplicate, and, you know, it's just the way the network is in that particular area where he lives. But I honestly feel that this can be a benefit toward people. It's a simple little app. It does package tracking. I will be adding the other thing for Michael so that we can track his package. And I will be making this available on the podcast because it is a great little app. You can find it. You can search Package Tracker. And I hope that it finds you of value for what you need for today. I'm Jared. Thanks for listening. Welcome back to the podcast, everybody. I know some time has passed. Part of that was because I wasn't feeling well, but I'm feeling a lot better now. I want to talk a little bit about something that I have talked about in prior podcasts before. And I'm wondering if this actually was what was happening to me. Podcast 289 had Jennifer on it, and I was talking about, and we demonstrate how to block on Google Hangouts and WhatsApp because of various circumstances. And the circumstance back then had to do with somebody who contacted me first on Twitter, wanted to move to Hangouts, and then asked me for a $100 gift card. And they told me they were in the military and all of this. They refused to call me. They wanted everything by text. I could not have a voice to whom I was talking to, and I refused to have relationships with people who don't want to talk to me, especially if they say they want to have a date. That is very important. There was recently an article that came out, and it talked about similar situations. And I decided that I would write up my own article, which will be published to the technology blog, tying the article with looking up the term. And the term I want to talk about today is catfishing. Now, in the article that I'm going to be publishing, and that will be published on the 20th of March, is covering both types of phishing, PH as well as FI. Now, the catfishing with PH mainly is to try and get information, as phishing with PH is mainly to get information that you're not entitled to. The only reason why catfishing with PH is in there is because of the fact that the perpetrator could manipulate an email to look like something and you turn around and give them information. And catfishing with the spelling as the fish that you eat, that is mainly to break somebody's heart. They want you to believe that you are going to get into a relationship, mainly an intimate one, and then you find out later, after they get you to send money, which is where the PH comes in, oh, I need you to do this. They turn around and disappear. Now, there have been numerous situations that have happened to me that made me think, which is why I wrote this article in the first place. Now, I don't know, and it isn't clear to me, if this type of thing has happened in the phone lines. And I know that LiveWire is the system now that I publish my technology program on. It is available on a bulletin board, 974. It's a system board that pulls the RSS, and when there's a new episode, it will go and post it there. And podcast 289 was recently talked about when I probably mentioned it in other situations where I had probably said 291. But I did a lookup and I wanted to make sure I got the right episode for this article. Now, Malwarebytes has a very interesting discussion on catfishing in a 2017 blog. And I linked to that and took some sections of that article and talked about it as part of my discussion as well. And I only took the top portion of the Wikipedia catfishing article, which will be linked. And I recently read it, and I was mainly interested to see if it talked about statistical data in regards to whether males are more apt to do this than females. Now, if I'm looking for a relationship, I want to talk to somebody. I want them to call me up. I mean, if I'm looking to just have a little fun, I could do that online without talking to anybody. It's all good. But if I want a serious relationship, you know, the whole goal is to talk and to see where things go. The most recent contact came on Facebook. I added somebody who I'm not going to mention by name because I don't know who they are, and they haven't contacted me. But the name was quite interesting because it looked like it was somebody that I was familiar with in the blind community. They claimed to tell me they were from New York and they were looking for a serious relationship, and can we move to Hangouts? I said, oh, hell no. I said, I'm not giving my Hangouts out because the last time I did this, I was practically scammed. And I'll remind people of the particulars. This one didn't try to do this. This one was interested in what I had to say. So I quickly explain that there have been girls that have asked for gift cards and things after they asked me, you know, who I was and all of that. And they wanted a $100 iTunes gift card. I said, if I'm wanting a relationship, I want to talk to them. And I don't want this, you know, whole texting thing. So they said they couldn't text me on Hangouts. I had to give them my email address. Okay, fine. One of the things that these people do is they're going to tell you that they want to move to a different place. For example, the person in podcast 289 wanted to move to Hangouts after finding me on Twitter and direct messaging me on Twitter, not publicly engaging me on Twitter, but direct messaging me. Direct messaging on Twitter is just as safe as talking to somebody on Hangouts or WhatsApp or any other social media platform that you decide that you want to use. And so this is what's been going on. In the articles that I've looked up in regards to catfishing, spelled F-I-S-H-I-N-G, really hit home in regards to what they were saying. And it dawned on me. Podcast 289 and possibly others between 289 and what's now 344. In my experiences with several different people on this challenge, if you will, have shown signs of catfishing. Now, I'm legally blind. I do have vision in my left eye peripherally. And I know that pictures don't mean anything to me. They want to see pictures. Go over to my website. My personal webpage has a photo of me. It's probably out of date. But it's got a picture. Probably it's one of the better pictures because I am wearing a hat and it's in a party setting and it might be a funny looking hat, but you know what? There's a picture. But I can't see your picture. You know? It takes a while to learn about somebody, and if you want to start dating somebody who's got a disability, you want to ask questions and learn. You don't want to just, hey, give me a $100 gift card, and how about sending me your money so I can fly out there? You're telling me you've got money, but yet you need a $100 gift card? I'm sorry, I'm not buying that. As you remember from podcast 289, I told Donald Boyd that their employer has to provide them the money. You want $100? Ask for it. I'm sure the military would be happy to pay for a vacation for you if you need a vacation. You work that out with your employer. You don't ask me for, money and then turn around and tell me you've got tons of money. And the other thing that Donald Boyd wanted, if you all remember, and I remember this very well, is that they wanted me to open a bank account so they can deposit a crap load of money. And I said, absolutely not. This is not my job. I don't know who you are. You're asking for, a $100 gift card, and then you're asking me to open up a bank account. That would be in my name, and then I would not get benefits so that I can live. It all seemed strange to me. And it seems like I was right in looking up catfishing after seeing CyberScoop's article. I'm glad that CyberScoop talked about this. When I read that article, it made sense to me because it seemed like it was talking about what has recently been going on with people talking to me and then asking me to move over to some sort of other form of communication. I mean, I knew that seemed to be a little suspicious anyway. I figured, I'm on Twitter. Talk to me on Twitter. There's nothing wrong with talking to me on Twitter. And sure, I might have made people feel uncomfortable, sure. But that's why you blocked them. I mean, what is going on? The article in question, which really got me thinking, what is catfishing? And is it a problem? Was an article that will be linked to the article that I'm mainly talking about. The article is entitled, "Someone is Trying to Catfish Women by Pretending to be Paul Nakasone." It was posted on May 15th, and it's a very valuable article to read now. It is one of these articles that really makes you think, and you start recollecting about the types of conversations you've had through a period of time, and you start wondering if all of this is making sense and whether this is what really happened. The fact is now that catfishing, in this sense, where somebody contacts you through one medium and asks you to go to another, then they ask for, you know, a bunch of information like, what do you do for a living, and how much, you know, how much, let's say, do you make, or, you know, how successful are you, and, you know, I'm looking for a relationship, and, you know, I want a $100 gift card so that, you know, I can call you up. Really? I don't mind people asking me about myself, what I do. You know, I've learned through the years when somebody said once, tell me about yourself. Well, what would you like to know? You know, I've never heard that question before. Okay, so I failed that interview. I never heard that before. And then as I took a course and learned about what employers want and how to answer these types of questions, I understand when somebody says, tell me about yourself. Well, I'm a webmaster. I have a bunch of websites. Here's what's on them. I've also done this, that, and the other. Now, this is not really what this talk is about, but, you know, it's a learning process. That's all I'm going to say about this. And I realize that I have been catfished. Now, I don't know if all of these people were women. I think one of them was a guy. Honestly. But I can't prove that one way or the other. But I do know that the recent attempt was using a name that I was very familiar with in the blind community. And that name I will not release. And it is absolutely sad that this has become the game of social media. It is awful. I don't understand what seems to be going on with people. and why they want to play that game. If I contact somebody, you know, I'm not just going to start with give me money and what do you do for a living and all of that. You know, I'm just not going to do that. It doesn't make sense to me to do that. I want everybody to read the accompanying article, and I'll link to the article in the show notes of this podcast, which will link to the 2017 catfishing article from Malwarebytes and the Wikipedia article on catfishing, as well as the article that started me thinking about, well, what is catfishing? What are the signs? How can I better protect myself? And of course, the Wikipedia article talks about catfishing being around for many, many decades, but it only became popular after 2010 documentary. And I think it's becoming more popular now because people are actually trying to get money and things as part of the phishing attempt of extortion. Hence the PH aspect of catfishing. This is a very fascinating topic, and I'm curious to find out if you've had similar experiences as I recollect about some of these people who've contacted me as I read that article I mentioned above, which will be linked in the article that will be published. It is a very interesting topic, and I'm curious to learn more. I'm Jared Reimer. You've got the technology blog and podcast. And please feel free to contact me in regards to this or any other topic that might be of interest to you. We'll continue. Going to complete the podcast, everybody. I am Jared Reimer. Thanks so much for listening. Still got a lot more planned for upcoming podcasts, and since I'm feeling better, maybe we'll be able to get another podcast out quicker than we have as of late. I know that it's been quite an interesting ordeal. I've not been sick, but I've had some other issues I needed to deal with. I'm happy that I'm finally starting to get back into some form of normalcy around here. I've had some eye trouble. They've been bothering me and hurting me. Today, as I'm finishing up the podcast, it does feel like I am still having a little bit of trouble, but I can manage this. So I think we're on the road to recovery. On future podcasts, I haven't forgotten about some of these particulars that we want to cover. Another COVID-19 conspiracy gone bad short little video. I'll talk about a recent app that I ended up looking into and finding that it does work with the iPhone, and I'll talk about what its intent is. I want to talk a little bit about Los Angeles Metro and Go Metro's app possibly getting a facelift that has probably been in the making. I still need to read it and understand what they're up to, although I do have my thoughts as well, as I've talked about Transit app in the past, and maybe I'll even show you what's new. So I've got plenty of ideas that I would like to cover in future podcasts. You can email and iMessage me at any time. That address is tech, that's T-E-C-H, at menvi.org. Don't have iMessage capability? No problem. You may text me at 804-442-6975. Want me on a more secure platform, such as WhatsApp? Use the same phone number, 804-442-6975. And if you have me on other social media, you may feel free to communicate with me there. If you want a list of all of my public social media, please go to my main website at jaredrimer.net and look under the heading Social Media. Until the next podcast, I am Jared Reimer saying thanks so much for listening, and make it a great day.